Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It started innocently enough, just another event in the sprawling world of glitz, glamour, and hip-hop, where stars shine bright, and the famous, or those hoping to be, drift toward the glow. In 2004, a 19-year-old college student in Brooklyn received an invitation to a photo shoot. It wasn't a huge leap into stardom, but it was an opportunity, a chance to rub shoulders with the one and only Sean Combs. Back then, he was already a living legend known by many names: P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, and simply Diddy. The event was for Da Band, a musical group signed to Combs' Bad Boy label, and for Jane Doe, it was thrilling, flattering even, to be noticed by someone of Combs' stature. An invitation from one of the most powerful figures in the music industry? It didn't happen every day. But what was supposed to be a brush with fame would allegedly turn into something much darker, a moment that would change her life forever. According to the lawsuit filed in the Southern District of New York, what began as a photo shoot ended with Jane Doe alone in a hotel room, terrified for her life and allegedly assaulted by one of the most recognizable figures in entertainment. The lawsuit filed by Houston attorney Tony Busby outlines what Jane Doe says happened that night. It claims that after the photo shoot, Jane Doe and her friend were invited to an exclusive after party. But before the celebration, Combs allegedly had another invitation for them. Why not stop by his hotel room first? It was a common enough request in this world, a quick drink, a more private gathering before the real party. It didn't seem strange at the time. When they arrived at Combs' hotel suite, the scene was typical: music, drinks, and people mingling in a relaxed atmosphere. But according to the complaint, that normalcy didn't last long. The lawsuit alleges that Jane Doe and her friend were suddenly and forcibly separated from the crowd and taken to a private room by a man who seemed to be part of Combs' security team. The lawsuit details how the two women were locked inside the room with Combs, and it was there, the lawsuit claims, that the mood shifted drastically. The details are graphic, difficult to comprehend. The lawsuit alleges that Combs instructed the women to drink more and consume cocaine he had prepared. As the evening escalated, the lawsuit claims so did Combs' aggression. The court documents describe how Combs allegedly began forcibly touching the women. When they resisted, the situation turned even more sinister. According to the lawsuit, Combs threatened Jane Doe's friend, allegedly telling her to perform oral sex on him or else he would have both women killed. Jane Doe, paralyzed by fear, could do nothing but watch as the night spiraled into a nightmare. The lawsuit goes on to describe how Combs allegedly raped Jane Doe, ignoring her pleas to stop, all while the threat of violence loomed over her. Once he was done, the complaint alleges, Combs told her to stay in the room, alone in the dark, or face death. Jane Doe says she waited for what felt like an eternity, her mind spinning from the trauma, before a security guard finally entered, telling her she could leave. And leave she did, fleeing that hotel room back to her dorm, carrying the weight of that night with her for years. That incident in 2004 is just one of many now being brought to light as part of a wave of lawsuits against Sean Combs. It's part of a broader legal effort led by Tony Busby, who has promised a flurry of new filings against the music mogul, each alleging sexual assault, abuse, and violence spanning nearly two decades. And while the specifics of Jane Doe's case are harrowing, hers is not the only story. And in fact, according to the lawsuit, this alleged pattern of abuse has deep roots. The complaint paints a chilling picture of Combs, one where power, wealth, and influence allowed him to act with impunity. Over the years, the lawsuit claims Combs created an environment where his business empire, which included Bad Boy Entertainment and other affiliated companies, allegedly became a front for criminal activity. The lawsuit alleges that these businesses helped enable a host of illegal activities, including sexual assaults, drug-fueled parties, and a system of coercion and control. The lawsuit doesn't stop at just the individuals who worked closely with Combs. It goes further, alleging that his corporate entities, including Daddy's House Recording Studio, Bad Boy Productions, and even Marriott International, were complicit in allowing this alleged behavior to occur. According to the suit, these companies looked the other way, or worse, actively participated in shielding Combs from legal consequences. The accusations go beyond the hotel room in 2004. Other plaintiffs have come forward, each with their own stories, stretching from the early 1990s up until 2021. In one particularly disturbing account, a man identified as John Doe alleges that in 2021, he attended a party hosted by Combs, only to find himself drugged, disoriented, and later assaulted. The lawsuit claims that Combs and others took advantage of the man's incapacitated state, sexually assaulting him while he was paralyzed and unable to defend himself. It's a pattern that appears to echo across multiple lawsuits, where individuals claim they were drugged, assaulted, and then left to deal with the fallout alone. For many of these plaintiffs, fear and intimidation allegedly played a key role in keeping them silent for so long. According to the lawsuit, Combs and his associates allegedly used threats, violence, and coercion to maintain control over his victims, ensuring they wouldn't speak out against him. But perhaps what's most striking about the legal complaint is how it connects these alleged incidents back to Combs' businesses. The lawsuit claims that these weren't random isolated acts of violence. Instead, it alleges that Combs used his influence and his companies as part of a broader criminal enterprise. The lawsuit describes a world where aspiring artists, models, and young professionals were lured in by promises of fame and success, only to find themselves caught in a web of alleged abuse and coercion. And the allegations don't stop with women. Several men have also come forward claiming they too were sexually assaulted by Combs and his associates. One man, a former producer, alleged that he was forced into unwanted sexual acts as part of Combs' wider scheme of control. The lawsuit claims that drugs were a common tool in these assaults, with victims allegedly given substances like MDMA and GHB without their knowledge. As the lawsuits continue to pile up, so do the questions about how this alleged behavior could have gone unchecked for so long. For years, Combs was celebrated as one of the most successful and influential figures in the music industry, a man whose reach extended beyond hip-hop into fashion, television, and business. His wealth and fame made him nearly untouchable. But now, those same elements of his empire are being called into question. According to the lawsuit, Combs' business operations allegedly played a crucial role in facilitating this pattern of abuse. It wasn't just about the man himself, it was about the machine behind him. The lawsuit alleges that Combs' various companies helped provide the cover and protection he needed to allegedly continue these abuses for years, unchecked. Whether through parties held at recording studios or exclusive events hosted at hotels like the Marriott, the lawsuit claims that these businesses were complicit, either through negligence or active participation. But as the legal battle unfolds, Combs' defense team has been quick to push back. They argue that these claims are not just false, but part of a larger conspiracy to tarnish his name and reputation. Combs, they say, is the target of opportunistic lawsuits, with plaintiffs seeking to capitalize on his fame and fortune. His legal team has been adamant that the allegations are without merit and that Combs will fight them in court. For those following the case, it's difficult not to draw comparisons to other high-profile figures who have faced similar allegations in recent years. The Me Too movement brought forth a wave of accusations against powerful men in entertainment, and now it seems that Combs is the latest figure to be caught in the crosshairs. But as with any legal case, the outcome remains uncertain. The plaintiffs will have to prove their claims in court, and Combs will have his chance to defend himself against these serious accusations. The lawsuit represents a potential turning point, not just for Sean Combs, but for the broader culture of the music industry. It raises questions about how much power and influence one person can wield and how that power can allegedly be used to manipulate, coerce, and abuse those around them. As more details emerge, one thing becomes clear: this case is far from over. The allegations, while shocking, are still just that, allegations. The truth, as it so often does, will have to be sorted out in the courtroom. But for Jane Doe and the other plaintiffs, this legal battle represents more than just a chance at justice. It's a moment of reckoning for a man they claim has caused them untold pain and suffering. And for Sean Combs, the stakes couldn't be higher. With his reputation, career, and legacy on the line, this may be one of the biggest challenges he has ever faced. But no matter the outcome, the lawsuits have already begun to peel back the layers of a carefully crafted public persona, revealing a darker side to one of the most iconic figures in music. As the legal proceedings unfold, the world will be watching closely, waiting to see what happens next. Will justice be served, or will Combs, as his defense team suggests, emerge unscathed, vindicated by the courts? Only time will tell. But for now, the world watches and waits, as one of the most powerful figures in entertainment stands accused of unthinkable crimes. The path ahead is uncertain, but one thing is clear. These lawsuits have opened a door that will be difficult to close. And as the legal proceedings continue, the truth, whatever it may be, will slowly begin to emerge piece by tiny piece.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.